Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 13th of May. As markets await the release of US consumer price inflation data later this week, we're getting more details of US President Biden's increases in taxes on US consumers. These tax increases are going to be quite sizable, with the suggestion that the tax on consumers of electric vehicles from China will increase to over 100%. Other taxes are set to increase on steel, aluminium, and other inputs into US manufacturing. However, the direct impact of the tax increases is probably limited in economic terms. Intermediate goods price increases might be passed on to the consumer, but the evidence from President Trump's trade taxes was that the effect is mainly felt through squeezed profit margins at US companies. A tax on electric vehicles would most likely be passed direct to the consumer. However, the United States is not a big consumer of electric vehicles from China in the first place. The willingness to impose taxes on US users of products from China is a variation of economic nationalism. Trade taxes can occasionally be justified if the aim is to protect a newly established domestic industry or if the exporting country is subsidizing the price of its exports. These justifications are often used without basis, however. Such taxes can be used to protect inefficient domestic industries, and of course they fit easily into the category of economic nationalism, a specific form of prejudice politics. The implication is that the uncertainties and insecurities of the current structural changes in the global economy can all be blamed on the foreigner. And if a domestic country can only build a wall, in this case a tariff wall, and keep the foreigners out, everything will return to an entirely mythical, glorious golden age of the past. Over the weekend, China released its April price data. Consumer price deflation has given way to a barely visible positive consumer price inflation rate. CPI was up 0.3% year over year. China's consumer price data is purely a domestic affair. It tells investors nothing about global inflation trends, although higher energy prices were behind this particular move. Producer prices also don't have any meaningful global message, but remain in deflation. Deflation pressures did lessen slightly, with consumer price deflation little changed. The data calendar today is generally quiet, with the big data releases coming later this week. The New York Fed Consumer Price Inflation Expectation Survey may get a little attention, but as with other surveys of this nature, consumers tend to think in terms of price levels, not price changes. And unless price levels decline to what consumers think of as fair, there is likely to be a negative sentiment about prices and the economy. That has political consequences, but economically consumers are not doing anything about it. Wage claims are not accelerating, for instance. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.